But first, we're going to talk about The Ultimate Fighter. It's a reality competition show that airs Fridays on FX. And at the end of every season, the coaches fight, and there's a final round of competitors fighting. And with us on the phone, we have Colton Smith, who made it to the finale.
Yeah.
Hello, Colton.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, man? I've been watching the show. When you watch The Ultimate Fighter, and they all got to live together in a house, and it's a lot of testosterone, a lot of, you know, guys being guys. It seemed like on this season, there was a lot of guys that, I mean, you being an Army Ranger and being around men, there was a lot of guys in there that was immature, like boys that weren't really tough at all. They were just big, big showboats with a bunch of crybabies. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. You know, some of my castmates definitely like to run their mouth a little too much.
Yeah, it didn't seem like they really had anything to back it up. I mean, you are, like I said, an Army Ranger. How long have you been doing that?
I've been in the Army for 7.5 years.
So you're super disciplined.
Yeah.
You have to be, you know, in my profession you have to be because, you know, the man's life to your left and your right depend on you. So if you're not disciplined, you know, they're at risk.
Did you have any prior, like, fighting training besides your Army training, your Army Ranger training before you went into the house?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've never been able to train full-time until now, until after I got out of the house about 3 months ago. So, you know, I'm still learning. I'm still evolving as a mixed martial artist. But I've wrestled since I was 4 years old in the state of Iowa. So, I mean, that's
Oh, my God. How adorable is that? A little 4-year-old Colton Smith wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling in Iowa go hand in hand. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do if you live in Iowa. Now, you're going to be fighting Mike Ricci. You are the two final competitors. And you're trying to win this UFC contract. Mike Ricci could be the first Canadian in the finale to possibly win the whole show. He's a very well-rounded fighter. I mean, when you're going into this, what's your plan?
Pressure. You know, I got to pressure him, keep him against the cage, you know, look for the takedown. But, you know, it's not a far cry to think that I can't finish it on the feet either. You know, my striking's definitely came up. Definitely in the last 3 months that I've been off the show, I feel awesome. Every aspect of the game, I'm not worried about any aspect. Now, I respect, you know, his skill set, and I know I need to, you know, be on my game and be awake and be alert, but, you know, it's my fight. So
what is his – you're a grappler, obviously, coming from a wrestling background. What is his main fight? Like, what's he good?
He likes to strike. He likes to stand up. But you know he's a good grappler too, good wrestler. So
he had a really good his competitor Mike Ricci, who's going to be fighting on December 15th at 9 p.m. on FX. He had a pretty good devastating knockout with an elbow to get into the finale. And I think that going into the finale, having that feeling of knocking a guy out like he did with that elbow, he'll probably be going for a knockout with you. Do you think you're going to like? He might be more aggressive, is what I'm saying. Do you expect him to be more aggressive because of that knockout?
You know, I don't think so. I think it'll be the complete opposite. I think, you know, if you get overly aggressive as a striker, that opens up takedowns for your opponent. So, I mean, I think that he'll play it smart. I think he'll stay on the outside.
What's this mean to you to win the whole show? I mean, if you win the whole show, you get a six-figure contract with the UFC.
Oh, my God.
You have a wife and you have a little girl, right?
I have a wife and two kids. I have two boys.
Oh, two boys.
Well, see, I'm looking at a picture of you now. You have Mason tattooed, so obviously son.
Could be a girl's name.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but look at that picture. I'm looking at you, a picture of you right now, Colton Smith. Massive. You're just like, you have not.
He kind of looks like you, Heidi, in the face. He could be your brother.
He could be my brother. He don't have an ounce of fat on you. You're in phenomenal shape. I don't know when this picture was taken, but you look amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I you know, it's something I pride myself in is, if a guy's going to be better than me technically, I'm going to be better than him, you know, with brains and brawn. So,
This fight's going to happen on FX. And it's strange. I'm looking at there's going to be 11 fights on the card with the lower two broadcast on Facebook.
I didn't even know that.
And then the four above that on Fuel TV, and then the top five airing on FX. They're just spreading it across, but it's like, you fight on Facebook. Like, it's the last two guys.
A lot of people
like,
fight on Facebook.
Exactly. Facebook starts a lot of fights. It really
true.
Does. What was I going to say? I had a good question for you, and I totally forgot it. So you did do a tour in Iraq, or how many have you done more than one?
Staff sergeant.
Yeah. I'm a staff sergeant. I'm active duty. I've been to Iraq. I've also done congressional duties to Pakistan, Afghanistan, all over Central America, South America. I've been to China, South Korea, all over the world. since I've been in the Army, it's been an awesome experience. You know, it's something I'll never want to let go of and always cherish.
Best place, what's your favorite place you've been? I'm sure it's not Iraq.
Honestly, Slovakia. Slovakia was an amazing place. I was very surprised that at Slovakia as a whole.
We met a guy at Borderline. We had an appearance last Friday night at Borderline. I met a guy, and he's in the Navy, and I asked him, too, what was your favorite? We've been all over the world, in Italy, all over the world. And he said the same thing, Slovakia.
Wow.
Like,
okay,
I'm
not the only one. Usually people look at me like I'm crazy because they, you know, a lot of my friends and family know I've been to Madrid. I've been just everywhere. Beautiful Hong Kong. I've walked the Great Wall of China. I've done a lot of great things since I've been in the military. And, man, it's Slovakia was just a great time. Israel was awesome. It was just a great time.
If you like to dance, Israel. I don't even know what that means.
Haifa.
All right, so we got the big fight on December 15th, 9 p.m. on FX. How do you predict it? I mean, your fight. Are you gonna what round and how's it going to happen?
Oh, man, there's a lot of ways that, I can finish a fight. I'm a versatile fighter. I feel the pressure is going to change the fight. Take him down, look for the ground and pound and the submission. It's more about letting him a way out. You break a man's will, he finds a way out. So,
but is it safe to say if you get him on the ground,
or I lock in a choke or an armbar?
Is it safe, Colton, to say if you get him off his feet, it's over for him?
He's that being said, he's a skilled striker. A skilled ground guy as well. He's not a slouch on the ground, but I get the takedown. I solidify position. I win.
We'll be rooting for you.
Good luck, Colton. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Colton Smith will be fighting Mike Ricci. It's the finale of The Ultimate Fighter Season 16, December 15th, 9 p.m. on FX. Be sure and watch that. Thank you so much, buddy. Good luck. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.